Engaging. Thorough. Cutting edge with essential information. Unbiased and unfiltered. When it comes to the issues in your community, WZND is here. With detailed investigative pieces from the award-winning WZND news team, WZND's Bird's Eye View gives you in-depth information on the issues you need to know about. Recognized for excellence in long-form news by the Illinois Broadcasters Association, College Broadcasters Incorporated, and the Society of Professional Journalists, the Bird's Eye View starts now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Hello and welcome to the October edition of Bird's Eye View. In this episode, we'll be taking a deep dive into the upcoming midterms. We'll learn all about the importance of voting, the 91st District, ISU students running for county board. We'll also look at the county clerk race and the gubernatorial race. I'm the Bird's Eye View producer, Braden Fogerson.
I'm co-host Gavin Broderick.
And I'm your other co-host, Blake Borgard.
How you fellas doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm just so excited to get into this month's pieces and finally present our hard work.
It's good to be back, guys. I know it's only been a month, but it feels like an eternity since we've all been together. I'm excited to get going this morning.
Well, that's good to hear, guys. We'll have a great show coming up shortly, but before we begin, we need to take a quick break. You're listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
The Bird's Eye View continues now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back to Bird's Eye View. This month's topic is the midterm elections.
For our first segment, we wanted to emphasize the importance behind showing up to the polls and having your voice heard on Election Day.
Stagnant voter turnout has been a theme in recent elections amongst young people. However, any candidate that finds a way to truly connect with people at the college-level age group holds the key to election victory. WZND's Ben Howell dove into the efforts being made here at ISU to drive turnout this year.
In the last presidential election, people ages 18 to 24 had an underwhelming turnout at the polls. In 2014, Illinois State founded the Center for Civic Engagement to help combat this problem. One of the primary ways to be civically engaged is to vote. Graduate assistant at the Center for Civic Engagement, Joshua Crockett, urges the power of young people in these influential elections, like that of the district that Illinois State resides in.
We are also in the Illinois 17th Congressional District, which has been named one of the most competitive races in the nation. And so that includes all of the institutions here in Peoria, up north, just how the district turns. And so when you add up all of those students, young people can shape the outcome of any election.
Young people have a statistical aversion to voting. Many do not feel connected to the voting process because up until the age of 18, most college students spent their life outside of the political process. Some believe even if they did, their voice will not be heard. Crockett touches on the influence that young people have on not only voting, but society.
They may think of themselves as a resident of wherever they're from, but they spend their money here. They go to grocery stores and restaurants and spend their money, live so much of their lives here. So hopefully young people vote because, you know, when young people show up, share their stories, and engage in those tough conversations, people start to listen and policies start to change.
Some of the responsibility for bringing young people to the table in politics lies on those already involved. The civic engagement of a friend, professor, or mentor could sway a student. Voting on a politician or a policy puts your best foot forward for what you want to change, allowing you to defend your beliefs and values. Our interactions with others can teach us why we want to vote.
Say, here's what I care about, here's why I'm voting, here's all the information you need, and hopefully here's a message that will motivate you to find out what you care about and what issues really make you tick, that get you out of bed to engage in good work year-round, but especially go and vote.
However, elections can be confusing, scary, and uninviting with their processes and vocabulary. What are the responsibilities of this office? How does it affect me? Perhaps a voter thinks, why am I voting for a judge? The Center for Civic Engagement provides the Redbird Voter Guide to address and educate voters on these races and candidates in the Bloomington-Normal area. Crockett touched on his organization's approach to that.
So for ISU students, I would again encourage every Redbird to check out the Redbird Voter Guide to learn about their candidates. And we touch on all of those things, right? What is the U.S. Senate versus the State Senate? You know, the U.S. House versus the State House? What do all of our local officials do, as well as a referendum?
Young people vote at a lower rate than any other age range. And the question is poised to young adults routinely in every election. Why should you vote? Voting is the act of not only casting a ballot for a Democrat or a Republican, but engaging in the changing of society. Elections are about making decisions about public concerns, including, and certainly not limited to, taxes, immigration laws, or abortion. Young people have untapped potential in the political sphere, and when they are civically engaged. To do this is to vote. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Ben Howell.
Something that I really want to hammer home is this. Your vote matters. Younger people tend to feel that our vote doesn't matter, and that's simply not true, especially on the local and state level. These races really come down to the last individual vote.
And Gavin, we even touched on it in last month's Bird's Eye View about how important voting is, especially with students. Young people are traditionally criminally underrepresented at the polls, so for a college student myself, this piece really hit home the importance and magnitude of being an active member of our democracy.
It sort of feels like there's still a disconnect between young people and those in charge right now. Almost like a bureaucratic game of chicken, young people are waiting for leaders to reflect their values, which are much different than those of older generations, but most leaders are waiting until this group starts to show up before they become willing to change their governing to reflect that.
And that brings us to our next piece. The Illinois 91st House District is going to be a hotly contested race this election. The newly formed 91st covers most of Bloomington Normal. John Rosny from the news team has more.
In the upcoming election for the 91st House District of Illinois, Democrats Sharon Chung and Republican Scott Preston face off on the ballot, both of whom are newcomers to the position. Bloomington and Normal were formerly included in Districts 88 and 105 respectively, but were redrawn in 2020 to be included under District 91, along with parts of eastern Peoria. Sharon Chung currently serves as a McLean County board member and is campaigning for lower costs for families, connecting the community with aid such as mental health services, and protecting reproductive rights for residents.
I want to make sure that a woman has the right to choose and is able to discuss that with her provider, a trusted provider, and it does have the resources to be able to make that choice.
Scott Preston currently serves as a member of the Normal Town Council and is campaigning to put the community first with lowering taxes and encouraging local economic growth.
These small local mom and pops that are not the national chains are critical to our local economy and most around the state and country, and making sure that we're fostering an environment that is conducive to them growing and staying here is a top priority.
Sharon Chung also emphasizes the importance of being an advocate for the Normal community and actively listening to the concerns of residents and voters.
What I want people to know is that, you know, how hard I am working and going door to door, wanting to listen to people's, you know, their concerns, their issues, you know, and seeing what we can do better. I mean, that's just kind of who I am. And just so that they can see that how hard I'm working at campaigning, but hopefully they'll know that that's how hard I'll work for our community if I am elected.
Scott Preston has also spoken out against the state's bureaucracy, criticizing how it seems to get in the way of small government rather than supporting them.
We have a thriving, vibrant, diverse local economy in spite of the fact that we're in the state of Illinois. State government has not been helping that cause near to the extent that it could.
Scott Preston was unable to be reached for an interview. Voters will decide this election day which of the two candidates will serve the 91st district. For WZND and Bird's Eye View, I'm John Rosny.
I think it's great for voters to feel like they have a real choice in an election like these. When you have two candidates with very different things in mind as to what direction they would like to go in their position, it's the people whose voice gets to be heard on how to move forward.
The experience that both candidates come with at the local level really stood out to me in particular when looking into this race. Preston served on the town council for 8 years before his campaign, and Chung just eclipsed the 4-year mark of her term on the McLean County Board. So it's safe to say that both of these candidates are highly qualified to run for the 91st District representative seat.
Something else I found interesting was the focus on social issues in this race. These campaigns largely run on issues like a woman's right to choose and LGBTQ rights. These are issues that cannot be undersold in their importance in our current political climate.
There's still plenty more to talk about today. You're listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
The Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND. If you are just now tuning in, this month's focus is on the upcoming midterm elections.
And now we're going even more local with a hotly contested county board race here in McLean County. Now, county board races are a little different this election. Every county board race has three or four candidates, and voters can choose two of those candidates. The two candidates with the most votes will move on and be given either a two-year special term or a four-year term, decided by a lottery system.
Initially, the race for District 6 of the McLean County Board already looked like a referendum on the youth movement. You had incumbent Democrat Beverly Bell being challenged by an ISU student to decide whether it was time for more young people to be involved yet. As we neared closer to the election, we had a new Republican candidate, also an ISU student, that jumped into the race and shook everything up. I was able to take a look into the similarities and differences in experiences and opinion between those two Redbirds.
Local races give the opportunity for ISU students to transition from the classroom to the campaign trail. District 6 of the McLean County Board features two Redbirds that are running to do just that. One of the candidates, ISU off-campus Senator Eduardo Monk Jr., says that it's important for people his age to play a part in the decision-making process.
To me, at the core of this, what this race is about is our generation starting to step up and take some responsibility for our society. One day, our generation is going to be a leading generation in this nation. So to make sure that we're able to get into government, make sure that we're able to be a part of the decision-making, because to me, that's the only way you achieve any type of serious change in the world. And there's a lot of good I can do with this position, too, to be able to help represent students and be their voice in our local government.
The other ISU student running for this position is Jack Abraham. While Abraham is not a part of student government at ISU, he has leadership experience from high school as well as military service. Abraham hails from McLean County, and he says that his upbringing within District 6 would make this job mean just that much more to him.
My whole life is built around District 6, right? My friends and family all live here. My entire life is here in McLean County. And so I think that that alone kind of changes the game a little bit. You know, all of the decisions that come across the table of the McLean County Board, they directly impact myself as well as my friends and family. I've seen some of the issues that people have brought up in the past that have now been resolved, and I see some of the issues that kind of persist.
Monk, on the other hand, is from the suburbs of Chicago rather than District 6, but to him, it is a positive rather than a detriment. Monk says that being from outside McLean County would help him avoid holding on to any previous ways of doing business if need be.
Personally, I am from Highland Park, more up north. I'm a student here, and I've been living here in the area for a couple of years now. And even though I'm not from the area, to me, I still see that as an advantage. I'm coming in with fresh eyes, a fresh perspective. I'm going to come in and not do things because it's the way we've always done it. I'm going to be able to come in and be able to have a new perspective and some fresh eyes on the situations that we're dealing with here in McLean.
Perhaps the most important aspect of leadership is the ability to address key issues. Abraham has a broad range of issues he wants to tackle. In addition to getting both the ISU and IWU student body more involved in decision-making and maintaining unionization opportunities, Abraham feels mental health must be addressed.
But I really want to focus on creating a more accessible mental health facility within McLean County. The Mental Health Action Plan 2014, it was a great start. Something needed to be done, but I think we can go further. A lot of the Mental Health Action Plan focuses primarily on the county jail, but I want to make a more accessible mental health facility that's maybe not in the jail. You know, that should be the last step. We shouldn't be offering rehabilitation while they're in jail. We should be offering help before they get there.
Monk has a similar set of objectives in terms of improvements to be made in the county. However, he also names food insecurity as a campus-wide problem to correct.
I know there's been a big push to open up some grocery stores, some variant of that in Uptown Normal. And even though the county board doesn't have jurisdiction over Uptown, that is something that I would love to be able to have that institutional power to help maybe pressure the town council a little bit and try to help remedy the food desert that ISU is currently sitting in.
No matter how this election turns out, student engagement like this is something ISU can be proud of. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Braden Fogerson.
As someone who's around the same age as Eduardo Monk and Jack Abraham, it's wild to think about someone this age being put into a position of power within our local government. I touched on it earlier in the show how young people can be traditionally underrepresented at the polls, but it's a nice change of pace to see youth running for government positions to make a change at the local level.
Election integrity is something that has really entered the limelight in recent years. The county clerk is a crucial part of our democracy. The county clerk is on the ballot once again. WZND's Mikey Fornelli has more.
David and Goliath, fresh ideas and experience. Laura McBurney and Kathy Michael. Two different parties, but both receiving bipartisan support. Before either of them can organize future elections as McLean County Clerk, they have to play out a competitive local contest for the seat. McBurney, a Heartland and Eureka grad, is a mother of three. A self-proclaimed active voter, an organization called Run for Something reached out to the former office administrator and encouraged her to take action and run for county clerk, which she decided to do with the backing of the Democratic Party. As a political newcomer and the only Democrat running for countywide office, McBurney has realized that she has always cared about the very issues her potential position deals with.
They encourage young people, young diverse people, to run for office. One of their goals is to help make our government more representative of the people. They contacted me and said, hey, we are looking for people to run in your area. Are you interested in doing this? And so I took that and started considering whether or not that was something that I personally wanted to do. I found that it's something that I've cared about for a long time and just not something that I've thought about pursuing.
Republican Kathy Michael, however, is the opposite in political presence. Since first being elected in 2010, Michael has run and won two re-election campaigns. Bipartisan support has paved the way for big victories, including a double-digit defeat of another Democratic challenger in 2018. Michael, who declined to do an interview for this story, has been pushing early voting as part of her campaign in a familiar county. Election Judge Donna Beyer reiterated that, expressing how important it is for all residents to vote on Election Day or even sooner.
That's one of your primary rights, to have your vote counted. So, yeah, it's very important. Young people, you know, people of all ages need to learn about the candidates and come out and vote so they can have their voice heard.
One of McBurney's proposed changes to the office's operations would be reconstructing and reactivating their online presence to connect with concerned voters and conduct transparent, open elections.
The biggest and the best things that we can do is to do everything that we can to educate the public on how the process works. A lot of the things that I've heard about people being afraid that the elections are not free and fair usually go back to, you know, the detailed administrative processes and the security procedures. And there's a number of ways that we can reach out to the public. The McLean County Clerk's Office used to have a Facebook page, and that was shut down. So that is something that we could begin doing again. There is a blog on the website, so I, as well as other people, do believe that the website could use some updates.
Political foes with different backgrounds, experiences, and ages. Aside from being both proud mothers, Michael and McBurney have both pushed one topic they can agree on and will keep pushing: go out and vote.
There was a forum held through the NAACP and several other organizations that partnered. Afterward, there was someone who stopped me in the parking lot, and she said, I can really tell that you just really want everyone to vote, which I do. I think that that is the best thing we have right now to make democracy more effective, is for everyone to get out and vote.
For WZND and the Bird's Eye View team, I'm Mikey Fornelli.
Like it or not, the norm of accepting election results and defeat has started to go by the wayside. Races like these used to be such an afterthought at the polls, but now the job description entails safeguarding elections to avoid the possibility of any funny business going on.
And going off of that, this race is just so important. The clerk's main job is to ensure election integrity. I'd argue that this race is one of the most undervalued on the ballot, and the candidates need to be honest and honorable.
We have one more race left to discuss after the break. You're listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
More Bird's Eye View is here now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND. As a reminder, this month's focus is on the midterm elections.
While I think that Mikey Fornelli created a difficult piece to follow up, who better to do it than Bird's Eye View co-host and news and sports operations director seated directly across from me, Gavin Broderick.
Well, thank you so much for that, Blake. I had the opportunity to report on the gubernatorial debate that was here at ISU. This race has just been a roller coaster all campaign season, and the finale is almost here. I went ahead and took a deeper dive into the race for the highest office in the state.
The state of Illinois has more people in it than all of Sweden. Illinois has some of the most fertile soils in the world. It contains massive amounts of industry and is a major center for global trade. The highest office in Illinois is the governor's office. The office is once again on the ballot. Democratic incumbent J.B. Pritzker is seeking re-election, while state senator Darren Bailey seeks to remove Pritzker from the highest office in the state. On October 6th, Governor Pritzker and Senator Bailey faced off in the first gubernatorial debate of the election season. The debate covered a plethora of topics. One of those was more funding for higher education. Pritzker responded.
And I raised the investments that we're making in higher education. In fact, I've increased MAP grants, those are our state scholarships, by 50%. That's $200 million. And that means that anyone that's eligible that applies for a MAP grant now gets one. That's never happened in the history of our state.
Bailey said that Illinois students are leaving the state because tuition is too high.
Our children are leaving the state. They're not able to attend here. Our tuition is entirely too high. And guess what? Newsflash, under the last 4 years of J.B. Pritzker, it's gotten worse.
The Safety Act is a love it or hate it bill and has seen plenty of discussion, not only in Illinois, but nationwide. Pritzker defended the bill.
Victims' rights organizations are supportive of the Safety Act. If you want to reduce crime, you got to solve crime. You got to do what I've done, which is to increase the number of state police, build state-of-the-art crime labs, make sure that we're funding violence prevention and youth summer jobs programs, and, of course, funding mental health and substance abuse treatment.
Bailey was quick to respond to Pritzker's comment.
Well, Governor Pritzker's obviously lying about everything that he just said, and I think it's very interesting that 100 of the 102 state's attorneys across the state, a third of them being Democrats, are standing up against this as well. I think it's obvious that's why I have the full support of the police on this deal, because they know exactly what this does. The Safety Act must be repealed because it lets violent criminals and murderers out of jail before trial.
Pritzker addressed misinformation and said that the act will help police rather than hurt them.
What we're providing is more funding for police, making sure that we have the ability for police to get the tools and technology that they need to solve crimes more quickly. You know, it's one of the reasons that I invested in our crime labs is to make sure that we could eliminate, as we did, the rape kit backlog in our state. We had 2,000 rape kits left over from the last Republican governor, and we've solved that by actually investing. Darren Bailey voted against that.
Bailey criticized the way the bill was passed.
Yes, because the Safety Act was concocted at 4 a.m. in the wee hours of the morning without any police involvement whatsoever.
Thank you, Senator.
We need to come and sit at the table and deal with
Senator.
The real issues
we
and problems.
Another hot-button topic discussed was a possible assault weapons ban.
Well, there are working groups that are working through this in the General Assembly. Remember, the General Assembly is a co-equal branch of government. They've got to do their work in order for us to actually have legislation. But I believe we ought to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in the state of Illinois.
Bailey blamed Governor Pritzker's inaction for the amount of gun deaths.
Illinois has the most restrictive gun laws right now, friends. Take a look at it. We've got everything that we need. The Highland Park shooting, it shouldn't have happened because of the laws that are on the books. But when Governor Pritzker doesn't follow or obey those laws, these things happen.
During the debate, Bailey was asked to respond to comments that surfaced during the campaign. Those comments compared abortions to the Holocaust.
The atrocity of the Holocaust is beyond parallel. Those statements were made 5 years ago when Governor Rauner signed into law taxpayer-funded abortion. So, yes, the facts are true when you compare the numbers. I don't skewing that out of control like the liberal press has done is actually a shame.
Pritzker went on the attack regarding abortions.
Darren Bailey wants to eliminate a woman's right to choose. He wants to take away women's reproductive rights. You are so divisive
that,
on
that
everything
is precisely
you say.
What he stands for.
Divisive.
Go look it up. And let me just tell you, I have spent my life fighting for women's rights and for women's reproductive rights. And as long as I'm governor, we're going to protect them.
Illinoisans will have the chance to voice their opinions with their choice of candidate this election day. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Gavin Broderick. Something that is just so interesting to me is the importance of a governor. We often look at the president or Congress for solutions to our problems, but the truth is most issues are solved at the local and state levels. In almost every way, the governor affects Illinoisans more than the president of the United States.
This is the main event in the midterms here in Illinois. Odds are, if you see yard signs on any front lawn right now, one of them has J.B. or Bailey's name on it. It comes with the territory of being the chief executive officer of the state. But all credit, good and bad, falls on the governor's shoulders.
Well, guys, taking a look at the time in the booth here, that looks like all the time we have for this month's Bird's Eye View.
I just wanted to thank everyone who contributed to this month's Bird's Eye View, and I'd like to encourage everyone once again to vote on November 8th. And if you have time, tune into our election show on election night from 7 to 9 p.m. The three of us will be giving the latest updates on all the races in McLean County.
And that wraps up this month's edition of Bird's Eye View. Today we talked about the importance of voting, the 91st District, ISU students running for county board, the county clerk race, and the gubernatorial race. If you missed any part of today's show, you can head over to WZND.com and listen to the full show right after this. Be sure to tune back in next month for more in-depth coverage on the issues that matter, right here on the Bird's Eye View. This is 1033 WZND.
That's it for this month's edition of the Bird's Eye View. To hear this and other past episodes of the show, find the Bird's Eye View podcast on WZND.com or in the iTunes podcast store. And as always, for up-to-the-minute award-winning local news, sports, and weather, stay tuned to 1033 WZND Fused Radio.